Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Are you going to work this morning, or are you watching USA Germany at the Georgian Dragon in Fremont or the Seattle Public Library downtown? This morning, Seattle Sounders star and captain Clint Dempsey and the rest of the U.S. men's team can advance in the World Cup. All they have to do is tie the Germans or beat them. Could happen. The match kicks off this morning at 9 o'clock. I asked BBC soccer analyst Steve Crossman what you need to know to maximally enjoy the matchup.
Well, I think the first thing you need to know is that if the World Cup games that the United States have played so far are anything to go by, then the performances of two Seattle Sounders, one in particular, are going to be very, very important to whether or not the USA go through, because I think the standout player for the United States so far at the World Cup has been Clint Dempsey, and he scored after 32 seconds. He played on with a broken nose. He came back and scored another important goal against Portugal for the United States. And, you know, a lot of people have called this group the group of death. The fact that the United States have such a good chance of going through is great testament to Dempsey, to the other Seattle Sounders, to the whole squad and to the head coach. They've performed really, really well. They just need to get that one step further. If they get anything against Germany, they'll know they're going through. Even if they lose, though, they've still got a good chance.
What do you think of the other Seattle Sounder, DeAndre Yedlin?
Yeah, well, I saw DeAndre Yedlin for the first time when I came over to Seattle at the back end of last year. He's a very, very interesting defender, and obviously he's very, very quick. He's someone who can play anywhere in wide positions. I think that the one thing, unfortunately, that has to stand out is the fact that against Portugal, when the United States were seconds away from going through, Yedlin was involved on the ball, down in the corner, right deep in the Portuguese half, with 58 seconds left on the clock. Now, if he could have just held the ball up a little bit there, the United States would have got the victory. Unfortunately, he couldn't do that. Bradley gave it away in midfield. And then, of course, Portugal got the goal. I was talking to Marcus Hanneman the other day, of course, Seattle Sounders goalkeeper, and he was saying that he's always believed the USA can go through from this group. I'm not sure that many people around the world would have shared those beliefs at the start of the tournament, but they are changing them round. And it is no exaggeration to say that two Seattle Sounders players, one particularly in Dempsey, have been the heartbeat of that team.
What do you think of the rumors that the USA and Germany are going to conspire to play to a draw so both teams can move on together?
Well, we always get these kind of conspiracy theories, don't we? In major soccer tournaments, it always happens. However, I think it's quite rare that anything like that comes to pass. It's too dangerous a game to play for a draw. If we've learned one thing from this World Cup, he who dares wins. It's been the bold teams that have done well. Those that have sat back have failed, and the United States have been bold in their first two games. So why try and fix something if it isn't broken? I think they'll go for the jugular and try and win.
Final question for BBC soccer analyst, football analyst Steve Crossman. Steve, what is Seattle's reputation abroad when it comes to being a football town?
Well, it's now, I think it's very good because, you know, I came to Seattle, as I said, back in November to report for the BBC's World Football Programme on the rivalry between the Seattle Sounders and the Portland Timbers. And it was interesting because a lot of people look at Major League Soccer and they think that there isn't a proper rivalry there, and they are wrong. There is this huge rivalry, as you guys know, and I think that is now recognised more on a world stage. And I think the Seattle Sounders can go on and be revered, but the way they need to do that, of course, is to go and win something. And judging by how they're performing this season, they've got every chance of doing that.
BBC football analyst Steve Crossman. Steve, we'll be watching, as will you. Thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Nice to speak to you.